One of the great shockers would be the story emerging late yesterday afternoon, early evening, that city councilor and deputy mayor Michael Thompson has been accused by two women of some form of sexual assault. It's enough to get prosecutors to advance the case. And the thing is, his first court date will be after the election. Here with more from the Toronto Sun and the Sun newspaper chain is Brian Lilly. Good morning, Brian Lilly.
Good morning, John.
Do we know anything about the nature of the allegations? I mean, I guess we should start with this didn't allegedly happen in Toronto.
No, the allegations stem from his time in Muskoka, Port Carling area, just for people that don't know that area. Apparently at a cottage in the Port Carling area, which is just west of Bracebridge, and it happened in July. So a woman visiting a cottage that Thompson was at in early July says that there was an assault in early September. She went to the police and laid a complaint. So about 2 months after the fact, she laid a complaint with police. They began investigating. And then in the course of that investigation, found another woman who said, yes, I was also assaulted. We don't know much beyond that. And, you know, so we've got Thompson's lawyer, Calvin Barry, confirming that, yes, these allegations have been made. He calls them baseless, says that Mr. Thompson denies anything happened, that he will vigorously defend himself. But here's an interesting quote that he gave to us yesterday afternoon, that these are on the lower range or spectrum of complaints of sexual assault. And this is part of the problem with sexual assault. It encompasses absolutely everything. I understand that there were legal and many reasons for, you know, getting rid of the differences that they had. You know, you're not actually charged with groping. You're not charged with rape. They all fall under one, but there's a world of difference between them. And so in cases like this, people raise an eyebrow and say, well, what is it?
So Michael Thompson, at the request of the mayor, has stepped aside as deputy mayor. He's also resigned from a committee that he was chairing. But there doesn't seem to be a signal at this hour that he's going to withdraw from the race, which means on election day, people will still have probably no idea what he's actually accused of.
Probably not, unless he comes forward. I was able to reach Michael Thompson yesterday, and all I could get from him was, I can't comment right now. And it was later in the day that his lawyer, Calvin Barry, reached out. He's facing five different challengers. Last time that he ran in Scarborough Center, Ward 21, he took 69% of the vote. I think the election before that was about 80%. So he's a popular councillor, both with his own constituents and at City Hall. Well-regarded. He was chairing a committee. He's been appointed to boards before. It's not just the deputy mayor title, which, you know, in reality doesn't mean a lot. It's a nice ceremonial thing. But he's been able to get those chair positions, to be appointed to boards, to be called deputy mayor because of he's well-liked. He's closely aligned with Mayor Tory. And so, yeah, all of this now sits under a cloud before November 1st. So my guess is at some point, Thompson will come forward and tell his side of the story. My understanding is that he was only recently made aware of the allegations. And so yesterday, you know, he was informed of what was happening as part of the investigation. Then he and his lawyer arranged for him to surrender, to be charged. He's not kept in custody or anything, but you go in, you face the charges, and then you move on. So November 1st is the first court date. That's about a week after the election on October 24th.
Brian, good to have you this morning, even under the circumstances. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.